Yes, sir. You already know what's going on. Your favorite cousins are back. I am your host, Cam Silver.
And I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to the Silver Boys Podcast. All right.
We got some things to talk about, brother.
Man, do we? Oh,
yes,
boy.
Sir. Yes, sir.
So let's save, you know, we're going to save the Olympic stuff for like a little later. We're going to get into that for sure, obviously. But training camp has officially started for everybody. All around the league. And there, as usual, are a few people that are, you know, holding out right now. One specifically is holding in, but we're just gonna get into it and start dissecting everything that's going on.
Talk to me. Let's go. I'm ready when you are, brother.
All right. So CeeDee Lamb is holding out for a new contract. He's obviously entering into his last year on his rookie deal right now. He'll be getting paid $17.99 million this season. So he skipped mandatory minicamp, which was in June. That cost him around $100,000 in fines, but those could be rescinded by the team. And for training camp, for every day that he missed, he could be fined up to $40,000 every day. Yeah. But since he's on a rookie contract, the Cowboys could waive it. So, you know, that could be all, you know, forgiven and everything. But this is obviously pretty big, you know. He wants a new contract. I'll remind you, Justin Jefferson had reset the market. 4 years, $140 million, $110 million guaranteed. He will be making $35 million a year as the highest of a non-quarterback.
So, I mean, just like all in all, honestly, like the Cowboys, they got a crazy house, some upkeeping to take care of because I mean, you know, with Dak, like, you know, his contract stuff going on, CD, I mean, honestly, with me, I've been trying to like come up with this like over the last couple of days, but I think Micah is the more important player. Like, you know, I think that you got to settle up things with him first in that defense. Also, too, I just think that like his intangibles are there a lot more than CD. You know, I think Micah's much more of like a team player type of guy, you know, instead of CD. Like, I could see Micah, you know, really actually like, you know, holding a team together more than CD can, you know? I think that goes a longer way in terms of like trying to figure out who your star guy is, like, you know. And, you know, they got some things to figure out with Dak, obviously. But, I mean, it's really up to, like, do you want to keep Dak for the long haul? You know, you got Trey Lance now, you know. So, like, you know, you're okay in the back end. So, you could probably get away without paying Dak. But I think that defense is important. And there's always guys that you can get on the outside, like, you know, in terms of, like, receivers. However, CD is also, like, you know, essentially a top three, top five receiver in the league right now, you know, in some people's eyes. So it's hard, man. It's hard. But I don't know. I think Mike is more important, Cam. I really do think he is.
I like that. That's a hot take right there.
Yeah.
That's a hot take right there, because I've been trying to, you know, meddle between who would they, you know, obviously just naturally you would think, okay, the quarterback position is the most important. You would have to get that done somehow, some way, whether you keep them or whether you let them go for Dak, right? But, okay, let's put that to the side. Now, you say Micah's more important. I could see that because, you know, obviously that defense, they just don't show up when they need to. So I understand trying to lock him down and then trying to build around that. So I do understand that. But I will put out there that Lamb did have his best season last year. He set a team record with 135 receptions, along with 1,745 yards. And that was also second best in the NFL. He also scored 14 touchdowns and obviously was all pro, first team all pro. So that right there, it's a tough decision. It's something I know that keeps Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the rest of them up at night, because it's almost impossible to really pick and choose who, because obviously I know that they would love to keep all three of them. They would love, you know what I mean? But it might not work out that way, sadly. just because of the money that they're demanding. Like I just read you Justin Jefferson's contract numbers. Clearly, Lamb, by what I just read off of Lamb's stats last year, Lamb wants somewhere in that range.
Yeah, and I'm not, it's just like he, like the thing is like he is deserving of it, you know? Like he
Yeah.
really is. Like CV is, but I don't know. Like the Cowboys, like their history with paying players, you know, it's a little shaky. And it's just also too, like, you know, you gave Dak all of this money already, you know? And if you don't have a defense, I don't know. Like I take it as like, I take it as like you could really build that defense to be something so truly special, and the offense can come in and they can figure it out, you know?
I
Like
understand exactly what you
I
mean.
take it as that. I just take it as that.
I understand exactly what you mean. Yeah, no, that's a tough decision that even, as of right now, we're still where I'm still, trying to figure out like who I would pay myself, maybe it is Micah. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like I think of Micah, I understand where you're coming from with Micah being the best player and being more of a team player. And I see that because every time you hear Micah talk, it's as if he just, he just has that thing about him where he just wants to hold everybody else accountable and he wants
Exactly.
everybody to do better.
But the thing is too is like he will put that team on his
But
shoulders.
he,
He
oh
will put
yeah.
any team on his shoulders.
And
And
we've seen him do it.
that to me, that comes through a lot more than with CD. And if I gotta pay somebody, like those intangible qualities are gonna be, to me, those are really important, you know? So you know, don't get me wrong, like CD is, you know, he's that guy. He is
Yeah,
the guy.
he's the man. He's the
He is
man.
that guy. And if they get rid of CD, then you really have absolutely nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a really it's a pick your poison type of thing, you know? Maybe they could get C something working with CD to where like, okay, let's just get Micah out the way, you know, and then like let's just get this rookie contract done, and then I got you. Like, you know, then
Right.
if then I got you, you know?
Right.
I think that's much more of like a safer option. But I really could see CD leaving if he don't get that, if he don't get that
If he
break.
doesn't
But
get this bread, oh yeah.
you know, training, like, you know, training, like you said, training camps have started. Like, you know, it's gonna be hard for him. Like it's kind of like I just feel like it's a little too late, you know? The Cowboys waited too long, CD
Yeah.
waited too long. Like, hey, a lot of people have waited too long, you know?
If the Cowboys had taken care of this before Justin Jefferson had got his deal, then guess what? After that, you're just sitting there and you're like, okay, look, now we just have to pay Dak and we have to pay Micah. Then after that, those negotiations could go a lot smoother and a lot easier. But instead, they're sitting here waiting until I don't know, until I guess they get like some magical number that will just, be like, oh yeah, we'll take that number. Like, no, that's not how that works.
Exactly.
CD will clear. CD has put up a lot of production and he's done a lot for this offense. He's clearly going to want his money. If he doesn't get his money, obviously he's going to go somewhere else. And especially to a contending team. If I'm going to
Exactly.
put up, if I'm going to put up these hardcore numbers and we're, getting whopped at home by a young squad, then what makes you think that I'm going to stay?
Exactly. And it just, I don't know, man. The Cowboys, they're real shaky. They're real, I could really see them finishing like third, like fourth, like in that NFC, just because of seeing like, you know, the Giants, like, you know, I'm a little kind of higher on them, just a little bit, maybe. We'll get into
Right.
that a little bit later. But like, you know, Philly, like, you know, getting Saquon, you know, they still that team. And you know, the NFC as a whole is getting better, you know?
Yes.
So they really need to figure these things out like super quickly. They should have been figured out. Let me just say that. Should have been figured out like yesterday. You feel me?
Correct, correct.
Oh.
Yeah, no, especially the fact that it's weird because they just this last note before we move on, they didn't spend anything on free agency.
Nothing. No, that's how you I think that's really telling because they got some problems now. Like that's a
Yes.
big real problem.
You lost more than you gained back. You didn't at least give Derrick Henry a call out of everybody. Not Saquon Barkley, you know what I mean? You guys couldn't get Tony Pollard back, whatever. You guys couldn't even at least give someone like Derrick Henry a call to relieve a lot of pressure off of Dak and off of CD. So now with the fact that, they don't have, that other dynamic guy on offense. CD's clearly gonna want his money. Dak's clearly gonna want his money. And then Micah knows that he's the man on defense, so he's clearly gonna want his money too. But
Exactly.
Well, I guess we'll see in time what really happens with this team.
Now we got some other guys we got to get into though, because some other
Yeah.
names like really really
Yes,
like, you
yes.
know what I mean? So
I'm about to read one name off to you right now. So Brandon Ayuk, obviously, a while back he wanted to get traded. Now he showed up to camp, but he's not participating. So technically, this is like a hold in, we called it. You know what I mean? Like, instead of a hold out, like the rest of these guys are. So yeah, they got two things to do. You either find a trade or you pay this man.
Yeah, it's
and it's and it sucks because they got to pay Brock Purdy like I think like next year or so, if I'm not mistaken. And you know he's going to demand a lot. He just carried your team to a Super Bowl.
And there's just so many guys on that San Francisco team, you know, that like, you know, are real well deserving of their money, number one. But, you know, losing a guy like Brandon Ayuk, who's just essentially like a real like Swiss Army knife, you know. But I don't know, Kim. I don't know, man. Like,
I'm not going.
these teams, they're making me hot and they're making me nervous, because
I know.
just there's only so much to go around, you know.
Yeah.
There's just only so much to do and only so much to go around. So it's just like, but you can't lose a guy like Brandon. But you got a guy like Debo. You got a guy like
And you got the new kid.
McCaffrey.
You got CMC. You got the new kid that came in that is essentially another Debo. I forgot. I'm Ricky Parcells. If I'm not mistaken, I believe his name is. So yeah, they have weapons, but the only thing is how are you going to pay them? And then also Trent Williams is holding out due to his contract related issues. And I'll go back to what's it called? So the Vikings, they signed their offensive tackle Christian Darrisaw. He's getting up to 113 mil in new money with 77 mil guaranteed. His deal included a 43.7 mil guaranteed at signing. Obviously Trent Williams, who believes and who I think everybody else in the league that knows NFL believes that Trent Williams is the best offensive tackle. And it isn't up for debate. So obviously, when you see somebody that you know is good, but you know that you're better, you're gonna want that money too. And I think that's what he's holding out for.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. You ain't gonna hear no argument from me on that one.
So yeah, they I like it's I you put up amazing numbers, so he's gonna want his money. Obviously, Trent Williams, he's gonna want his money. They already took care of Christian McCaffrey. Like I said, they're gonna have to take care of Brock Purdy. So something's got to give on that 49er team. That 49er team is looking real damp right now.
Like, yeah, like, you know, and you it star-studded cast. Everybody going, you know, you're gonna have to, everybody got to eat too, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody got to eat.
Things that suck most, and the funny thing is, mainly all of them were drafted by the 49ers, except for Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. So that sucks. You can't even keep your own guys, but like we said, that's. Everybody's gonna want theirs.
It's nature of the game, man, you know. It's
Yeah.
just, it's only so much cake for everybody, you know.
That's right. That's right. Before we get off to the Olympics, Giants fans out there, Daniel Jones has been cleared up to play 11-on-11, and he will be taking all of the first team reps according to Coach Daboll. So, yeah, I guess that right there is for sure a wait and see game
Yeah, you
because
know.
especially after what we heard on Hard Knocks. You know, they already Joe Shane already talked to Jones before the draft. He was like, you know, if we get into a position where we can get a quarterback, we're gonna draft a
We're gonna
quarterback and
do a quarterback. Yeah,
we do a
exactly.
quarterback. Yeah. I mean, obviously they ended up going with Neighbors and that's an amazing pickup. I think he's the most dynamic player in the draft alone. But
Facts.
yeah, no, this is literally a tryout year for Daniel Jones right now.
No, it really is. And you know, they were even saying that on Hard Knocks, that you know, it's really like, do we just take Neighbors and do we do this as a, you know, as a tryout year for Jones? And then, you know, maybe we could come back, you know, because even like down the line too, like, you know, in this year, you know, I'm sorry, next year's draft, I should say, you know, there's some quarterbacks that could be coming out that draft class that can be a difference maker, you know.
That's right.
So, like, you know, you got guys like Quinn Ewers, you know, maybe you got Shador, maybe.
Shador.
It's really just going to depend on, you know, where the Giants fall, you know.
Right.
Don't know, man. This is tough. This is really,
Yeah.
really, really tough, because I don't really, you know, after watching that Hard Knocks, you know, I've been a little harsh on the Giants, and, you know, maybe I should recant some of my statements. However, they got to do their thing, man.
Oh
They
yeah.
got anything. I don't know, Cam. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think watching Hard Knocks kind of it gives us an insight to what it's really like being a being, you know, on that side of the table. Because, you know, we only really get to see what's on the field. We don't get to see behind the scenes. Now that we actually get to see behind the scenes, it makes you think a lot more strategic, and it makes you like really try to process things that I feel like that's what we're doing like right now in real time. We're
Exactly,
trying to
exactly.
process so much, and it's like, okay, like it's almost impossible to do some of the stuff that you guys
Overload,
really want to do. Yeah.
man. But like actually, like even actually, like after watching that podcast, like, you know, it's really eased my pain. I mean, I'm sorry, after watching Hard Knocks, excuse me, it's eased my pain a lot, you know? It's
Right.
eased my pain a lot. Like, you know, from, you know, just seeing like how they're trying to like, you know, make things work with certain guys, you know, after, and I'm actually like, after signing Singletary, I'm actually really, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm
Yeah,
okay. I'm
I
okay
like
right
him.
now.
I like him a lot as a back. He's really good in that backfield. So, yeah, you guys will be fine. I think you guys will be fine for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
But yeah, man, that's the NFL just getting underway. We're officially a week away from the Hall of Fame game. So
Yeah.
football is officially on its way back.
It's coming.
Yes, it's coming. It's
You
coming.
know, we almost about to be in that, you know, in that time zone where we like, you know, until February, it's like every football, you know, every week with football, excuse me.
And pretty soon we're gonna start talking about college football with all the media days going on this past week. So
Yes, sir.
we're super super duper excited for everything
Yes,
that's gonna
sir.
happen.
Yes,
But
sir.
let's get on to the Olympics. So Team USA escaped some narrow, and I mean narrow, like we talking very narrow wins. South Sudan gave them all that they could handle, literally everything. Everything. They escaped 101 to 100 after being down by as much as 16. They went on an 18-0 run in the second half. Ron saved the day with the game-winning layup. Shout out to Sudan though. They did their thing. They hit 14 out of 33 from three, which was awesome. USA, they had to pick it up from three, and it was the same thing against Germany. They just escaped Germany by four, winning 92 to 88. Ron once again coming up clutch, scoring the final 11 points. He in the final 3 minutes and 50 and 57 seconds, he outscored Germany by himself 11 to 6. I want to remind everybody, we have been reminding everybody for the past year now, this man is 39 years old. He turns 40 at the end of the year.
And still, oh my God, it's just like I don't even know what to say because it's just like it's truly, truly just something to marvel at, you know? It's
Man,
just like this man at 39 years of age, he could just do whatever he wants, you know?
I don't
Whatever
even know
he
what else.
wants to do.
Yeah, I don't even know what else we're supposed to, you know, what else we're supposed to say. Like, and it's funny because I'm watching these games, I'm watching them, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I don't know if it's the court size, I don't know what it is, but you look massively huge.
I think it is honestly like to be like even like when in that clutch time, right? In that clutch time, Bron is going to do something that we all have been just lamenting for him to do, I should say. Put your head down and go to the bucket, brother. Put
Yes.
your head down and go to the bucket, man. He has
Bro.
been doing that, even just
Bro.
against South Sudan, the way he was just like, okay, all right, let me just put my head down. Let me use this shoulder right here. Let me just use these shoulders against these skinny boys right here. We're gonna do it. And he did it. And it's just amazing to see because even like, you know, as you got guys like Steph, you got guys like KD, you got AD, like it's just like all of them were sitting there collectively still looking at him like you are the best player
Like, bro, it
in
is
the world.
crazy. And it's crazy because, you know, over here, just NBA fans, you know, they talk down on him so much. And I think, and I purely just think it's because he's been doing it for so long. They, you know, people start to hate on you when you've been so good at something for so long. But you can just tell, out of all the alphas on that team, the real alpha is him. And
Absolutely.
it's crazy to watch too. Like, he really is the big homie. And they
He
all circle
OG.
around him.
He OG. He OG most definitely, bro. And it's
That's
just like it's
awesome.
I don't even know what to say because it's like I really was not expecting this to be as close as it's going as I haven't expected to see like these games be so close, I should say, you know?
Correct. Yeah.
Especially against South Sudan and Germany, like come on, but you know these teams, man, they got these cats that They could do
They,
a lot of things to give
it,
USA troubles.
I would say, and people also probably don't realize that a good amount of these guys have been in the league before. Like,
Exactly.
you know,
Exactly.
like what's my man's name? Marshall Shayok, I think his name is, from South Sudan. He was a standout at Baylor, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he got drafted to the Knicks or something like that. And he, you know, he just couldn't crack the roster. But you know, those guys over there can ball. You got Wenyen Gabriel
I was
over there,
just about to
JT
say,
Thor.
for
Like,
sure.
you know, these are names that we know and that we've heard of, but because they're not superstars, they're not all stars that we're used to seeing that we have on Team USA, we're just automatically going to assume, okay, Team USA is going to win. But you know, those they you know, those guys, they can ball. They can put the bucket in, they can put the
I
ball
was
in the
just
hoop.
I was gonna say, like, we should really, like, it might sound like a little bit of blasphemy, right? What I'm about to say, but just hear me out, what I'm about to say, right? We see this trajectory that Anthony Edwards is on, right? We see this trajectory. This trajectory, though, coming, a couple years, like, he's maturing into that league role. These guys, though, Wenyen Gabriel, that dude Thor, even just like even a Wemby, I should even say, like, they're all just a few years from, let's just say, being championship contenders, on championship contenders, and being in championship roles, I should say, right? I think that's the best way to put it. They're all of them, this trajectory is going up, right? So it's just crazy to see that, like, they're giving the USA all of these troubles, and that they're doing everything that they need to do to, like, essentially put their country on the map. You feel me? So it's beautiful to see that, like, that the USA, it's not as easy as we may all think it is. However, LeBron James, still the best player in
It's
the
just it's
league.
just
Nothing else to say
different.
about it.
He's just different. And then also they're more likely gonna get KD back. As soon as he completes, I think he had to complete a couple of practices, maybe a scrimmage or two, which if you checked on social media, he has been in one of those scrimmages. So he's you know, they get him back, and then they get back their full squad like that, and you got, yeah, now you gotta deal with Bron, KD, and Steph all at the same time, along with someone like AD holding down the paint and Bam holding down the paint, even Joel starting to feel himself now. Like, it's, you know, that's now I feel like now that they're all going to be complete, it's going to be like, okay, now we're all really going to see what you guys can really do. But
Exactly. But
pivoting
I'm
back.
actually, like, real quick, I'm sorry. I'm actually really happy that they're going through these thrillers early. You feel
Oh
me?
yeah, yeah, no. When Bron comes off and he's like, I love games like that. You know, when he says he loves games like that, as a
You find
competitor,
out
I
more
do
about
too,
yourself.
because you find out exactly who you all really are. And I think we all found out that Bron is still the man, and there's nothing else we could all do about it. I don't care how much y'all hate him, bro. I don't care how much y'all hate him. You guys got to bow down to that man, bro. Even if it's just exhibition games, obviously, you know, things will be different once we get into the actual group play, into the knockout rounds and things of that nature. But you just see it right there. You see it on their faces. You see it on, you hear it in the crowd. Like, he's that guy.
He been that dude, bro. And he is just like, it's just really like telling to see, like, yo, you put him, you give him, like, you give him pieces, he can still do it all. You feel me? He could, he honestly, like, just think about it. Even like, he could still, like, if he could just get, he get that jumper going as much, even more than it is, like, where it's at right now. This man could do the 5 years in the league, brother.
Bro, and
If
he was
he
already
wanted to. If he wanted to.
he already shot 40% from three last season,
Exactly.
and he's
Exactly.
doing all right, and he's doing all right from three in the Olympics so far, in these
Exactly.
exhibition games, you know. So I like a lot that I see. And it's funny how the two best players on the team right now are both Lakers. That's crazy.
Wild.
That's insanity. But
Wild.
they can't do anything because they don't have the right team around them.
Nah.
But that it's just it's awesome to see, you know, that they're going through these, you know, trials and everything like that, because they have to. You know, you can't just go into something thinking that you're the biggest, baddest thing on the planet. No, you have to
Exactly.
go through the fire a little bit. And the fact that they've seen two out of the three teams that they're going to see, you know, coming up this week, is even better. It's even better because now you know what to expect, and now you know how to play. So yeah, I like exactly where they're going. And it's not just for the players though, it's also for the coaches too, because even Steve Kerr said, you know, those close games, you could put the blame on him because he didn't focus enough on Germany and on South Sudan, you know. Also, They have to get the ball up a little more, you know, shooting the threes and things of that nature, because teams are going to try to beat them by shooting the threes. But you know what I mean? So, you know, they just have to do that. But other than that, yeah, this team is this is a wrecking crew.
We about to see who these killers are, man. We about to
Oh, yeah.
see. We about to see, like, you know, on this USA side, like who really gonna go do it? Who really
Yeah.
go, who really got that dog in them? And it's a team, like, just honestly, full of dogs though, too. You know, even Hallie, you know, he doing his thing, you know, Ant doing his thing too. Steph just steffing. Steph just
Steph,
cooking.
yeah, Steph gonna be Steph.
Steph just chefing. You feel me?
Steph gonna be Steph.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, loving it, loving all of it. But
Well,
got about a minute left. Any other things crazy going on that you noticed in the sports landscape as a whole?
as a whole, nah, honestly, you know, it's just still, like, you know, still summertime, you know, things are still a little slow. Just, you know, we got to see where things go, things, you know.
Yeah,
Who's gonna give
yeah.
us these news? You feel me? Who gonna do it for us? You
Who
feel
gonna
me?
yeah. No, who gonna sign who gonna do what? Yeah, waiting for it all.
I'm
Waiting
waiting.
for
I'm
it
waiting.
all.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting. It's actually crazy, man. Like, you know, the WNBA, they about to, like, you know, go in their little breaky break. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's actually, like, that's probably the most crazy thing to me, Cam, is the fact that, like, they gotta go on this break. You feel me?
Yeah, because no one's gonna be there. Because like
Nobody.
their 12 best players are literally gone right now. So
If the league as a whole, they
just
gotta go on
pause.
break. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Before we get up out of here, I remember people were having an uproar about Caitlin Clark not being on a team. Angel Reese probably also not getting an invite. I think personally, I think this is the best thing for them, because think about it. You go from being in college, being, you know, playing deep into the tournament in like late March, early April. 2 weeks later, you get drafted. 2 weeks later, you're in training camp. Then after that, it's the season. They
Facts.
never had a break. So I think personally, you know, instead of all this uproar, I think that they're also thankful that they can just rest and chill out for a bit and get away from everybody and everything. And they can just, you know, go, you know, rest, work on their game. And then after that, they can hit the ground running. So then, you know, they can make playoff pushes. Because they're both, you know,
Exactly.
I think Fever is at seventh, Chicago's at eighth. So like they could, you know, make a good little playoff push at the end right here. So I think for them, I think they're grateful that, you know, they didn't really get picked, you know, and pretty, you know, we'll
Exactly.
obviously
No.
see them in 4 years. So,
Especially for Caitlin, like, you know, like, it's actually, like, really telling exactly, like, what you just said, like, how she's been going, and even Angel too, how they've been going just back to back to back to back to back. They've been in the media back to back to back to back to back, dealing with everything back to back to back to back back. Like, that's crazy. And you know, it's actually, I'm glad that they get this little rest, they get this little break. I'm glad she's not on this team now that I think about it. I'm actually
Yeah.
really, really, really happy she's not on this, because she could get her body right. She could get her
Yeah.
body right. She could get her game correct. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Even
right,
more
right,
correct than what it has
right.
been. You know, it's I'm happy. I'm actually, you know, it's gonna be interesting. 'Cause like you said, 7 and 8, you know, they're gonna make these playoff pushes if they, you know, they get this rest. And we all know what rest does to the body, you know what I'm saying? Yo, give Bron this little bit of rest and
Hey,
watch. You feel
Brian.
me? You feel me?
Watch him turn back to 08 Brian, right?
And what he doing right now?
Hey.
Putting that shoulder down, looking like 08 Bron.
Indeed, indeed. But that is our episode for this week. Hope you enjoyed just as much as we did. You already know what time it is. I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
Later, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.